Ladies and gentlemen, buona tarda, buenas tardes, good evening. My name is Candice Agree. I'm a program host on 96.3 FM WQXR here in New York. And on behalf of the CUNY Graduate Center's Foundation for Iberian Music, I'm delighted to welcome you, so many of you, to this evening's presentation of choral music from Spain. We're having a remarkable turnout here this evening, so I would like to ask, I can see that there are maybe one or two seats, so we can't seat everyone, but if there is an empty seat now, if you have been saving it for someone, we have closed the doors due to the fire law, so please allow that seat to be taken by one of the people who is standing. A few words about the Foundation for Iberian Music. It's a cultural and educational initiative intended to promote and disseminate the classical and popular traditions of Iberian music. It's part of the Barry S. Brooks Center for Music Research and Documentation here at CUNY. And my thanks to Antoni Pizat, director of the Foundation for Iberian Music, for inviting me back to host this evening's very special event. This evening's concert opens a month-long celebration of Catalan culture here in New York, Catalan Days, sponsored by the Ramon Llull Institute. From now through the month of May, from the Upper West to Lower East Side, you'll find contemporary dance, theater, jazz, film, lectures and roundtables, and food. Authentic Catalan food prepared by authentic Catalan chefs. For complete program information, go to llull.cat, that's llull.cat/Catalan Days. Antoni could not be with us this evening due to a scheduling conflict, and I wanted to take a moment to thank his assistant, Stephen Hager, for his help in coordinating this event. Antoni had asked me to say a few words about tonight's program, and since he's left us excellent program notes with a wonderful overview of the works on the program, I'll simply add a few words on the history of choirs and choral associations in Spain and Spain's rich choral tradition. A choir at the most basic level is a group of people which combines its voices in song. This form of musical expression is found at every level of human existence, in every society, and in every state of complexity. As many of you know, the art and practice of choral singing flourished, as you can imagine, during the Renaissance, through church choirs primarily. In Protestant countries, Germany, for example, you get a movement toward homophony, where all the voices, soprano, alto, tenor, and bass, sing the same words at the same time, the same rhythm, and the harmonic relation among them creates moving chords. But in historically Catholic countries, such as Spain, the practice of choral polyphony, this interweaving of voices, doing their own thing, as it were, but creating this intricate lace netting of sound, well, that tradition holds on in Spain. Taking a big jump to the beginning of the 19th century, you start to see a lot of non-professional, non-church-sponsored courses develop, and that's for a number of social, economic, and political reasons, as well as the artistic, romantic, that's with a capital R, aesthetic. This gusto romántico leads quite naturally to an interest in the use of folklore and popular song to express and increase national patriotic sentiments. These same ideas were repeated tirelessly through the end of the century and certainly influenced the choral movement in Spain. That choral movement reached Spain a little later than it did other European countries. The first known orfeones, the choral societies for which we have records, were created in the mid-19th century. You have to remember that practically the entire first half of the 19th century in Spain was marked by one political conflict after the next. Where that may have hindered Spain as compared to the rest of Europe in the creation of so-called high art, it helped in the development of group singing among the people, the patriotic songs and hymns that proliferated during the War of Independence in the reign of Fernando VII, for example. It seems that, well, it is in fact a fact, that Catalonia was the region where in the 1850s the choral movement began and where it flowered two men in particular, José Anselmo Clavé, founder in 1850 of the choral society The Brotherhood, La Fraternidad, and Juan Tolosa, who founded the Orfeón Barcelonés in 1853. In the second half of the 19th century, you have the founding of hundreds of local choirs which continue to this day, many legendary and world famous. Bilbao's La Armonía, the Valenciano and Apollo Orfeos, Navarra's Orfeón Pamplonés, the Orfeo Catalá, San Sebastian's Orfeo Donostiarra. And in 1890, the Balearic gets its first choral society in Mahón, El Orfeón Mahonés. By 1923, Spain has over 500 non-professional choral associations, well over half of them in Catalonia, and by 1991, that number grows to more than 1,300. Tonight, we're delighted to welcome one of Spain's best, 45 select singers from the University Choir of the Balearic Islands, founded, as was the university itself, in 1977. Maestro Juan Compañ founded the choir and continues as its music director and conductor. Professors and students of the university comprise the choir, which has performed in all the major theaters and concert halls of Spain and also has toured extensively throughout Europe. Maestro Compañ and the chorale have a repertory of over 600 works, which spans the history of choral music. Also, they've recorded 16 CDs, working with everyone from Maria Bayo to Simon Estes, Teresa Berganza, and so many more of the great voices of our time. No pre-concert talk is complete without the request to make sure that you've turned off your cell phones and other electronic devices. Tonight's concert is an a cappella choir, and that means no accompaniment, especially not from ringtones. There is one little change in the program. If you look at the part one, Sacred Music, the last work in that section will be the Pulcra S. So the program will, that will switch places with the Sanctus Benedictus will be first, and that will be followed by the Pulcra S. Now please join me in giving a very warm welcome to Maestro Juan Compañ and Choral Universitat de las Islas Baleares.
Thank you. Tan mala noche tiene, tan Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now just to something a little different as a surprise, we think you'll know this next song.